subdivided and I only have access to sewer septic, the smallest lot I can make is 2 acres. Then, if I own 10 acres and I want to start building homes for my kiddos, I can only put one per 2 acres. So the maximum I could put on my 10 acres is 5 homes. This defines that in all of our zoning districts, except for our commercial and manufacturing, the density's way different in those. So really, nothing changed except we defined the minimum lot size in these zoning districts and the density per structure. You see the NA there. We're not going to have a density maximum that you can have for garages, pools, decks. It's only your single family homes, your residential homes. Then all we're doing in the OC1, C2, M1, and M2 is just defining your maximum lot size if subdivided. And that's per our subdivision regulations.
But that was minimum lot size?
Yep, minimum lot size. Okay. And that's all I have for the zoning amendments. If you want to see if there's any public comment and then see if you want to take action on those today. The Planning Commission's run them through a couple or three meetings, one public hearing.
Well, since we are in session, is there any questions, comments on any of the stuff that has been presented this morning? No? Hearing none.
Move to approve order number 05-20-2024-05.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. Okay, our last order of business this morning is order number 520-2024-06. This is an amendment to the Board of Adjustment bylaws. We had some conflicting Well, first I'm going to go to this section, which is the appeals to the decisions made by the board. This has been nothing but a confusion. Our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and I talked about this. He said, well, we've even considered removing this. It's just something that's not required that we could find by statute. It's where they had 7 days to come back and request a reconsideration or a rehearing and new evidence and somewhat what Mr. Roebuck was talking about. If they granted this appeal or reconsideration, then it would nullify the first decision and it'd just go right back to the Board of Adjustment again. After Board of Adjustment, we have Circuit Court that they can go to for a decision. It basically causes the Board of Adjustment to almost hear the same project 3 times if the applicants so desire. So we're proposing to remove that section. The Board of Adjustment said, let's get that removed from our bylaws. It was confusing every time it was presented to someone. And then we had a conflict in some verbiage. One part of the amendments to the Board of Adjustment said it took 3/5. The other part of the amendments to the bylaws said it took 4/5. They wanted to make them both places say it takes 4/5 or greater to amend their bylaws. So that part of it's just a cleanup to go with the 4/5. Questions?
So if you wanted to appeal to the Board of Adjustments, exactly what would the procedure be then?
You would make your appeal to Board of Adjustments. You would be heard at the next regular scheduled meeting. That appeal would be heard and then a decision rendered. And then that decision would be the decision. Their next step would be to go to Circuit Court.
And there's not a number. You just, if you make your appeal within, is it no number of days, make your appeal to you?
So any planning decision or any decision they want to appeal, you have 90 days after a planning decision to make an appeal.
Okay.
Yeah. This was a 7-day window after the Board of Adjustments decision to come back to say, we want you to hear it again.
You're taking it.
It's just another step and another, yeah. And that's all I have to present on that. Let's see if we have any public comment and then consideration by the County Commission to approve these Board of Adjustment bylaw amendments.
Okay. Is there any public input on that? Hearing none.
Move to approve order number 05-20-2024-06.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. All right, that is the end of our planning and zoning down here this morning. We are agendized for a roundtable upstairs. It is 11:21 a.m. We were